Good morning. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? It's excellent. Excellent.
You may be seated.
You may be seated.
That's what you get for sitting in the front row.
Well, if you don't know, I've been on vacation. How many people missed me? Been to the East Coast where we're from. We got our middle child married off, and they're here this morning. Just a gorgeous young couple. I was noticing back there, the young guy, so chiseled, beautiful girl on his arm. You know, we got our middle son married off, and now we have the little girl left. And as she ages and she gets prettier and prettier, my stick gets bigger and my gun gets, I have to get a new one, as she ages. But we were in New Brunswick to our home and visiting our oldest son and his wife and our grandchild. And it was refreshing to be back home and to be in the country where there's nothing around. Life stops. And John Zifku called me. If you don't know, he's been in the church for years, and he asked me, he said, "How's things going?" And I said, "I'm just right now fighting the traffic." And he's like, "Really?" And I said, "Nah, I'm joking." I said, "I seen a car about 10 minutes ago." That's how rural it is. If you look out my back porch, you'll see nothing but fields, woods, maybe a moose, a deer. And I was out mowing my lawn, and I was just breathing in that fresh, clean air. And I actually mowed it about 3 times. Just out there, just mowing it, you know, savoring every minute. And so it was good to be home. It was good to have a nice break. And I guess I worked a lot while I was home on my place. But, you know, I'm excited to be back in Kitchener.
Yes. Yes.
And as I was there, and, you know, I was thinking about my place and how I love it there. But, you know, like the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and while I was out there mowing and saying, you know what, it's soon going to be time to pack your tools up, go back to the city and do what I've called you to do.
Yes.
And we have to be obedient. Sometimes we have to give up the things we like, the things we want to see the kingdom of God go forward. So it's great to be here. I said in the first service, I feel like, anybody been around horses? I feel like a horse that's been in the barn all winter long. And he sees that green pasture out there and he's pawing. You know, he's wanting to get out of that box stall and get out and just run around and play and eat the green grass and flip and have a great time. That's how I feel this morning in my spirit. I feel God has a word. It's burning in my heart for you. That I feel for every one of us, not just one specific person, but for everybody that's here. So I just want to read a scripture, and then I want to pray. But in Exodus 16, it says, "And they journeyed from Elim and all the congregation of the children of Israel and came to the wilderness of Sin after they departed from the land of Egypt." Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings in our life, Lord. We thank you that you're in control of every situation in our life. We thank you that you're the creator of this universe and that everything, every good and perfect gift we have in our life comes from you, Lord. And we pray this morning that the words that you have burning in my heart will just go into the spirits of every individual here, and they'll be stirred, Lord. You'll cause them to be not the same when they leave. They'll be challenged, and they'll be fruitful. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. I want to title my message, Supernatural Miracles Happen in the Wilderness. Now, this is probably going to throw off some people's theology a little bit, but not, I don't think, ours per se. But I want to talk about how miracles take place in the wilderness. Now, when I was a kid, so I grew up here till I was 13, and then we moved to the country. And, you know, we had a farm and land, and there's there you can go for miles and be away from city life or anything like that. And I can remember I went to the woods one time fishing. It was this great stream in the back of the farm. And so I went out in the woods and I started fishing. And as I fished farther down along, you know, I caught more fish. And then I tried to go exploring a little bit to see if I could find another brook that was better in the woods, and I got lost. Now, I don't know if you've ever got lost in the forest or in the wilderness, but I got lost. So I was just this young kid, and I was lost, and all of a sudden, panic struck me. Breathing hard. How am I going to get out? And you walk, if you've ever been lost in the woods, you can walk around in circles, come to the same spot maybe 5 or 6 times. If you're not paying attention, you can just get messed up. You just start walking this way, and before you know it, you've made a complete circle, and you're back to where you started. So I started to panic. I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? My parents don't know where I am. I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. I'm lost, you know, my heart's beating. You know, and then I'm mad at myself. Well, why'd you go that far? You know, and you lose your head in those situations. You know, you complain about this, and all these sticks are in the way. You know, the brush is too thick. And you just start to complain. You get lost in that, and you lose your head. You don't think. Now, let me paint the picture. This forest I went in, if I would have walked, there was no possible way to get lost because there was a road on every side of this big block of woods. You know, it was a few miles maybe, but, you know, not much, a couple miles maybe, 3 miles. But if I walked any direction straight and didn't veer a bit, I'd have walked out in a field or next to the road. But I lost my head in the wilderness. Because I got distracted. I looked at the problems. I looked at everything else. I couldn't see the forest from the trees type of thing, right? And so, you know, we have in this story, God brought the Israel kids, his people, out of Egypt. And he brings them to the wilderness to get to the promised land. He wants to take them to the promised land. Now, what do they do as soon as they get in there? They start to complain. They start to get, you know, what am I going to eat? Are we going to die here? You know, how'd you bring me here? And this is what I want to talk about, that in the wilderness, supernatural miracles take place. Listen, God can't do a miracle for you if you're not in the wilderness. If everything's going great, he can't do anything great for you. It's when we get in those situations that are out of our control that God can do the miracles. He does supernatural miracles. I just want you to understand what supernatural means. We talk about miracles, but I want to talk about supernatural provision, supernatural miracles. Supernatural is beyond what's natural. Unexplainable by natural laws. Let's think about that a little bit. Only God can do that. Only God is the one that can do things beyond what is natural. Right? If we could do it, then it would be natural. It would be okay. I mean, God wouldn't get the glory. Amen? We have to trust in the Lord, but we have to realize that God does the supernatural. He does the supernatural miracles in our life. You know, the children of Israel, they were in the wilderness, and what did God say? He provided for them. He rained down bread. He rained down manna. He rained down quail. Quail is a bird like a partridge. He rained that down from the sky. Now think about this. Like, how many people? Do you know how many people there were in the wilderness? There's a lot of people. They say that there was 600 in the Israeli army. 600,000. Okay? And they said with the women, children, and the army, there was possibly 2.5 million people in the wilderness. And God supernaturally fed them every day. Not just one day. You know, I mean, talking back to the natural, I mean, I could feed all you guys one day or 2 days, but could I feed you 40 years? God fed them 40 years. And he fed probably up to 2.5 million people. I'm telling you, that's supernatural. That is beyond what is natural. That is unexplainable by natural law. That's the God we serve. We serve a God of supernatural miracles. Supernatural miracles that come in the wilderness. So don't look at the wilderness as a bad thing. Look at it as an opportunity for God to provide for you. Supernaturally, out of your control, things you cannot control. God can do these things beyond what is natural. He can do. If you're sick, he can make a way. If you're financially struggling, he can make a way. Throughout the Bible, we've seen many incidents where we see the supernatural miracles of God, okay? We have an instance where the prophet says to the young lady, the mother, can you make me a loaf of bread, a little bit to eat? And she says, look, I don't have enough flour and oil in my pot to make that for you. She said, I just have a little bit left for me and my son. We're going to eat it, and then we're going to die. And the prophet says, make it for me first, a little one, and God will miraculously meet you. What do you think happened? God filled that pot every day with flour and oil. It never went dry. It was a miraculous thing that God did. God, from day one, has been doing miracles for us. He's continuing to do miracles. He did them 40 years. He continued that for them. Throughout the Bible, he's doing miracles for us, supernatural ones. When you look at the Bible, as we go to some of what happened when Jesus came to earth in the New Testament, Jesus calmed the storm. That was a supernatural miracle. How many one of you here could stand up and say, storm, stop right now. Hurricane Katrina, stop. Right? We can't, but Jesus can. Jesus was the one that, when they're all sitting there hungry, he fed 5,000 with just a few loaves of bread and a few fish. You see, he's constantly been doing supernatural miracles. That doesn't make sense to the common mind. You see, because it's beyond what's natural. It's unexplainable by natural law. See, Jesus is beyond our natural thinking. He is a supernatural miracle worker for us. You know, he healed the man with leprosy that had pieces. And he healed people that had diseases. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. Supernaturally. Look at Jairus' daughter. He raised her from the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. There's a whole progression through this Bible of a God that does supernatural miracles. Not man miracles, God miracles. How many of you could raise the dead? I believe God gives us power. But you know, Jesus is the supernatural, miracle-working power that we need to plug into. We need to realize that God can perform miracles in our life that are beyond our control. The children of Israel, they were in the wilderness, and God proved to them that he was God. He performed miracles for them that was not possible throughout their life. That's the God we serve, the God beyond what is natural. We serve the God that's beyond what's natural. We serve a God that can't be explained by natural law. Amen? That's the God we serve. We serve a God that will meet your need. If you're in a financial problem, he's the one that can meet your need. He's the God of provision. He's the God of supernatural provision. You see, if we can meet our own need, then it's not a supernatural miracle. But he can give you a job where there's no jobs. He can heal you when there's no possible way of being healed. He can set you free of an addiction that you cannot break yourself. You know, lots of people will try things themselves. But there's only one person, and his name is Jesus, that can set you free. Jesus is the God of supernatural miracles. He's the God beyond what is natural. He's the God that's beyond what is natural. He's the one that can put your family back together. He's the one that can put your marriage back together. He's the one that can restore. He's the God beyond what is natural. Supernatural. The supernatural God. You see, God wants us to trust him. And we don't sometimes. We get in the wilderness and we begin to look at all the problems. We begin to look at every obstacle in our life. Why we can't. You know, I can remember when I got in the woods and I got lost. I started looking at all the problems. But I will tell you, I stopped and I prayed. And I asked the Lord to help me find my way out in my confusion, and he helped me. I trust God. We have to trust him in those situations. That's what the children of Israel had to learn. They had to learn to trust him throughout their 40-year journey. They depended on him every day for food. He provided. Just like he provided for them, he'll provide for you and me. Amen? He's the God beyond what is natural. He's the God that's beyond what's natural. Let's bring it down to our level just for a minute. The wilderness. The world is the wilderness. We're living in the wilderness. Heaven is the promised land. We're in a wilderness situation here in this world we're walking in. Every day, we all have these struggles. We're all human. But we need to realize that we have a God that performs supernatural miracles for us, supernatural provisions, supernatural protection for us, no matter what's going on. You know, we just have to trust in him. The Bible says if we trust him, he'll work all things out. The problem is sometimes we lack trust when we get in those situations. We don't put our faith, we don't put our trust, we don't seek him. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Who are you seeking today? Who are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in man? Are you putting your trust in material things? Are you putting your trust in your jobs? No, we need to put our trust, we need to put our focus, we need to put our heart all in the things of God. We need to press in there. We need to be filled with the Spirit, to overflowing. You know, if we press in there and we're filled and we're trusting God, we become infectious. We become infectious. You see, the problem with the church is we're not preaching the goodness of God. We're not preaching that our God is a God of supernatural miracles. You know, if we really believed that, we would be acting different. If you guys really believed your God was the God of supernatural miracles, when you met somebody on the street that was in trouble, that was sick, you'd stop and say, listen, I know somebody. I know somebody who can get you through that. I know somebody that can help you get over that. You know what? You're looking for a job? Well, I know, and you're an engineer? Yes, I know somebody. I know somebody. His name is Jesus, and he can help you in any area of your life. If you're sick, Jesus can be the one. He's the supernatural, miracle-working God. He's the one. And when we get that approach, when we get filled with that, when we realize that we're serving a God of supernatural abilities that's on our behalf and working for us, I'm going to tell you, it's an infectious thing. We're walking around sharing the gospel. We're meeting somebody that's sick and we're praying for them. We're reaching out to somebody that's hurting in need. We're, you know, helping somebody that's addicted. Oh, you have a problem with drugs. Yeah, I've tried many times to get over it. I've been to every drug addiction place. Well, there's Jesus. There's one person, his name is Jesus. He's the one that can set you free. Not man, not the works of a man, but only the works of God. He's the one. He's the God of the supernatural. He's the God that's beyond the natural. We serve a God beyond the natural. We serve a God that can supply every need in our life, every void we have. That's the God we serve, the supernatural God. You see, our God's different. We should be excited. We should be running around this place. You see, we're not serving a non-living God. There's all kinds of religions out there. There's all kinds of different gods. But there's only one God, and his name is Jesus. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The greatest gift of all is that our God came to earth and made a provision for our life and set us free and covered us with his blood. We have something to be excited about. We're serving a God that washed our sins away, that took our attitudes away, made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says old things are passed away and all things have become new. Yeah, I used to lie, but I don't lie anymore because Jesus took it away. You know, I used to swear and Jesus took it away. Amen? I used to be a drug addict. Jesus took it away. I used to hate this guy for years and Jesus gave me love for him. Hallelujah. Give me love for him. Amen. I used to gossip, but now I don't gossip anymore. I just gossip about Jesus. I just talk about Jesus. I talk about the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. It's infectious. We need to be taking that gospel outside these four walls. When we know we have the greatest thing in the world, and we hold it to ourselves, I think there's somewhat of a sin in that. When we realize who our Maker is, and we realize the power he has, and we hold it in and we don't share it, I think there's something wrong there. We need to know the miracle-working person called Jesus. He's with us in our wilderness. He's with us here on earth. You know, he's with us through all the storms. He's with us through every fire we go through. He's with us in every situation that we go through. Every sickness, every job problem, every home problem, every issue that comes up, he's with us. And when we realize that we have the supernatural working God in our life, Boys, I'm telling you, it brings a peace. It brings a peace. When you trust him, when you know him, things will change. Things will change in the midst of the wilderness. You know, we need to be sharing more and more about the goodness of God. We hold it to ourselves, and we need to be talking about that constantly. You know, I'd say that's probably our biggest fall down. Got my hair cut last week, and was talking to the gal there, and she was from Czechoslovakia. I didn't recognize her accent, and she told me, and anyhow, we got talking, and she asked me what I did, and I said, oh, well, I'm a pastor. And she's like, oh, yeah, I go to church. And I said, oh, yeah, where do you go to church? She goes, well, I go to Catholic church. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it opened, and she didn't go much, okay, because she didn't know hardly anything, but it opened the door. And I said, well, I said, we have people that come to our church from a Catholic faith, too. And I continued to share the gospel with her. And I said, but I'll tell you the difference between us and the Catholic faith. We believe that you can talk to Jesus just like we're talking. You don't have to go to the priest. You see, you don't have to go to the priest and ask the priest to forgive you. There's only one high priest you have to go to. His name's Jesus. And he's the one that forgives you of your sins. And you know, all you have to do is take some time and talk to Jesus. You see, we can do that to wherever we go. We can share about that supernatural power of God. We can tell people how God's changed our life, how he's reformed us, the miracles he's done in our life. And when we do that, we build the kingdom of God. Amen? There's a difference between our God and the other gods. And we sometimes don't stand up and tell people that. We have a miracle-working God. We have a God that's alive. Amen? Jesus is the only one that can set you free. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one. We serve a God that's great. We serve a God beyond what is natural. We serve a God that's beyond what is natural. I'm looking at my time. See how much time I have left. We serve a God that also is a protector. Do you know that supernatural protection can take place in your life? The God that does supernatural miracles can supernaturally protect you. We don't talk about maybe that enough, but we have a protector, and his name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. I like this. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. It says, I might read you the whole chapter, if that's okay. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the pathways of righteousness for his sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Look, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. It doesn't matter what disarray is taking place. It doesn't matter about ISIS. It doesn't matter about Al-Qaeda. It doesn't matter about any of these things that consume the news today. Because it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God that in the midst of our enemies, in the midst of the disarray, that God that we serve that's supernatural, beyond natural means, will prepare a table for us. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible also says in Isaiah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. In Exodus it says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God gives us supernatural protection. See, we serve Superman. We serve Superman. There's no kryptonite. The devil's been defeated. Jesus has came and destroyed him and took the keys back. We serve a God. That's Superman. We serve a God that protects us, delivers us, sets us free, gives us a new life, gives us new hope, changes our world. We serve a Superman, which is named Jesus. What are you doing with that gift? What are you doing with what God has done for you? Are you taking it, and are you taking it out these four walls? Are you taking it to the streets? Are you taking it to your job place? Are you taking it to your home? Are you taking it today? You see, we serve a God beyond what is natural. Supernatural. We serve a God that's beyond what's natural. That's unexplainable by natural law. That's a phenomenon. That's abnormal. We serve a God that's the creator of all things. That's the God we serve. Let's just stand. I want to close in prayer. I want to give you the opportunity today, if you don't know the God of the supernatural in your life, if you've never made Jesus your Lord in your life, let's all just bow our heads for a second. If you don't know that God today, just raise your hand. We'll pray with you. We'll help you to know that God. Or if you're going through a wilderness situation and you say, yeah, I'm in one of them situations that I need the supernatural God to meet me. Just raise your hand. We're going to pray with you. God sees all those hands. We're all going through these supernatural challenges in our lives. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're the creator, that you're the supernatural God. You're the only God. There's no other God but Jehovah. We recognize that here today in this house. And Lord, we pray for every individual in this house that's going through a wilderness situation, Lord, that you will cause a supernatural miracle in their life. Whatever they need, whether it be big or small, whether it be financial, physical, mental, a family issue. Lord, we know that you're the creator and you can put all things back together. We know that you created us. You're the great carpenter. You can fix the broken steps in our lives. You can fix the hand railings that fall. You can restore us. And we just give you praise today for knowing that you will be with us in the midst of our wilderness and that you will provide great miracles through it. And Lord, I pray today that we'll take this understanding of you and we will not hold it within ourselves. We will not keep it within, but we'll take it to our job places, the stores, the people we come in contact with, the people we're working side by side, our families. I pray we'll get excited about you, Lord. I pray that you'll stir every heart in this house today, that we'll become soul winners for you and that you'll use us to advance the kingdom of God. And we speak this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Know that you serve a God. It's natural. look at your neighbor and say, I serve a God that's beyond the natural. Tell somebody that. Can we hear it again? I serve a God beyond the natural. This week, tell somebody that. When you leave, tell somebody about the God that's beyond the natural, the supernatural. Amen. Have a blessed week. You're dismissed. May God richly bless you this week.